Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And it's a special night tonight. Instead of Jackie herself spending some time with us all, she's coming in with the team right off the bat to do a chakra activation and perhaps some conversation. So welcome, welcome.
All right. Welcome, everyone. We're so happy to be here with all of you. All right. Well, we figured the timing actually for this is perfect, considering you've all been through hell, all right, with these.
Been a lot.
Yes, with these eclipses. They've been very difficult for all of you, we know. Now, tonight we'll be doing the chakra activation technique. Part of the reason of doing this on the air is so that you can actually download it from your BBS radio and be able to play it on your iPods or whatever. We also felt that it was important. Normally this is done in private session, but we want to reach as many people as we can. For those of you who've already had the activations, please be aware that we're going to ramp it up even higher for those of you that's already experienced it and already doing your chakras on a regular basis. For those of you that know how to do this, we recommend, with all these energies, and we've said this before, do your chakras every day. Now, Veronica, we know that you do your chakras, and there may be people out there who have their own versions of whatever they do. These are the 13 galactic chakras, including the Metatronic activations in the brain. We'll be doing this in three parts, all right?
Okay.
Do not expect to remember this, so you're going to need it recorded in order to work with it, all right? Now, once you get it down, if you're in a hurry, you can do it in, 7 to 10 minutes. All right? Or if you want to spend more time, you can stop and start your device and spend time in this experience or that time in this experience and make it very magical, very beautiful. Now, the channel does have a written description of this that dear Wendy was kind enough to put together years ago. And for those of you that would like the written portion of it, you can send her an email requesting, and she'll just attach it to your email and send it back. All right. Now, we're just going to take a minute here to talk about the energies, all right? We know that many of you are having a lot of physical discomfort. And we just want to say that please understand. Please. All right? This has never been intended to torture any of you, although you may feel like it right now. However, as these energies are moving through, they are pushing up and out things that you may not have been aware of for many, many lifetimes. So you may be on the edge. You may feel very explosive. You may be one moment explosive, next moment very loving, next moment very emotional. Just flow with it. Be as gentle to yourselves as you can. Get as much rest as you can. Drink as much water as you can. And Veronica, how are you faring with it?
Pretty well. I've been doing a lot of, awarenesses of things that I've sublimated and trying to move through and not get caught in the sadness or the shame.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Now, a lot of old relationships may surface in your mind. A lot of...
You bet.
Yes. And if they are surfacing, look at what you need to forgive and clear, release. Forgive and clear, release, forgive and clear. If somebody comes up into your mind over a couple of days and you're wondering what this happened to the channel, if you're wondering why, what are they doing, in my consciousness? It's going to show up. Somebody's going to see it for you if you can't find it for yourself, but we recommend that you really take a good hard look. Spend time with your child and adolescent. All right. Because they're trying to integrate, and these things are having to be cleared so they can integrate. Keep a little journal if you need to. Anything. Anything. Know that you will make it through all of this. You have some other ones coming now.
Ew.
Yes, right. You have the solstice next week, and then you have another one on the 1st. And you're going to be feeling the effects of this one for quite some time. So,
and they shouldn't say ew, because there is a lightness that comes.
There is a lightness, yes. We know that it's difficult to, and you'll feel waves of it come over you. Waves, and then you may get cranky or feel uncomfortable or volatile just for a moment, but you're going to feel like you're all over the place. That's all right. Don't beat yourselves up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Know that we love you, and we definitely understand lots of challenges for lots of people. Lots of people rethinking their lives. Now, what am I doing? Why am I here? Is this working for me? Is this what I want to do? Out of the blue, things that may not even make sense to you, based on your current life path, reevaluating, reassessing. The channel tried to quit. We thought that was very funny.
You didn't let her, did you?
No. We'll make it easier for her, but no, we didn't let her quit. But she was really, that's the most feisty we've ever seen her. All right, so let's talk about the chakra activation. We're going to give you some, we'll call them visualizations, although they're really not, they really are real, but to help you understand. In essence, you have a tether, and it runs from the central sun, or the galactic center, called both things. It's a tube filled with pure light that runs, and you can measure somewhere around 2 inches in your measurement. Some may have it a little bigger, some a little smaller. Runs all the way down through the top of your head, through your body, down to the groin, splits off, go down the legs, out the feet, back together, under the surface of Earth, and then down into the heart of Earth. So if you could visualize yourself as being tethered in this manner, it will help you with the chakra activation. You will be moving, in essence, through this tube. You will be moving your breath through the tube in the first phase. Then you literally will feel your whole consciousness moving through the tube as we move out into the galactic and down into the inner earth chakras. Breath. This is very important. When you do the first phase, which are the basic 7 chakras, and we've adopted some things that Lazarus has done similar. Not exact, but similar. You'll be breathing in a different way. So we're going to try to make this clear. Veronica, as the human, we need you to feed back to us if it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Well, quasi-human. All right.
That's a compliment.
Yes, it is. We will always ask you to breathe in breath up to the top of the head. Not going out of it, up to, right out to the top of the skull. When you breathe down into the chakras as we walk you through this, the breath is very specific. You're going to push the breath through the body into the chakra. You will not open your mouth. Some of the air will come out your nose. But you will actually feel the breath push through the body That's the purpose. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. So we're going to do this one time so you understand. In breath up to the top of the head. Pushing the breath into a chakra. Now, going to begin first chakra. The way to activate the first chakra, color is red, it's located at the anus, is to contract the anus. All right? So now you've got the anus contracted. We want you to breathe to the top of the head. Now push the breath right into the anus. And release. Activating first chakra. Second chakra located in the reproductive system. Color orange. The way to activate. Curl the toes like you do in an orgasm. All right. For women, you do a Kegel. For men, contract your penis. Deep breath. Push the breath now into the reproductive system. And release. Going to the navel chakra now. Just above the navel. Just above the navel. All right. Slightly. Not much. Contract the lower stomach. Hold it in tight. Breathe up to the top of the head. Push the breath into the lower abdomen. And release. Now, when we look at you, all right, we see this as more of a kind of a tangerine color. So second chakra is orange. This is not tangerine, more of your cantaloupe. All right. Moving to the third chakra. Third chakra is very large. Very large. Yellow in color. The energy, very important for all of you. Manifestation, magic. All this is on the printout. Power and emotion. All right. Contract the upper stomach up under the rib cage. All right? Breathe up to the top of the head. And push the breath now into the upper abdomen. Let it spin a minute before you release. Now, moving up to the heart chakra. Many people have talked about a new chakra opening up the high heart. Well, the high heart chakra has always been there. All right. Activation of the heart chakra. We want you to take your dominant hand. All right. That's the hand you write with. Straighten it out, fingers side by side, together. You're going to tap on the thymus. Now, the thymus is located in the middle of the chest, between the breast and the throat. There's a slight rise on the chest. You feel around for it now. We don't want anybody left behind going, damn it, I can't find it, can't find it. All right, you should all be able to find it by this time now. You're going to be tapping on the thymus at the same time as you run the tongue behind the teeth, all right, on the gums in the most sensitive place that you can find there. You'll feel it. You're going to do both at the same time. We will not make you chew gum also.
Mm-hmm.
So let's begin. Tongue and tapping now. Deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. You've got to push the breath into the entire chest. Now the color. The heart chakra emerald. The high heart is more of a teal, bluish green. We call it the high heart, the Christ heart, the cosmic heart. Now, if you saw pictures of Jesus, you know, by Catholic Church, they always had a big circle up there, and there was a reason for it. All right, now moving to the throat. The throat's quite easy. Good hard swallow. Breathe up to the top of the head. Push the breath into the throat, not out the front of it. Now, many of you that we've talked to have been having problems with throat chakra. All right? All the things that never got to be spoken, all of the ways in which you were controlled, etc. The throat chakra also bridges between the physical and the spiritual. Now, these lower chakras are imperative for all of you because so many of you operate out of these upper chakras, but you're not grounded at all. Veronica, you know this one well.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in people.
Yes, I do.
All right, now moving up to the third eye. Now, in order to activate the third eye with the eyes closed, you're going to look straight up at the top of the forehead. It's going to feel like your eyes are going to break. We promise they won't. What you're doing is activating the pineal gland, which is located in the center of the brain. The third eye is always referred to as the center of the forehead, which is the opening in two. All right, the opening in two. But the pineal gland itself is center of brain. Looking straight up now, straight up, till it's actually uncomfortable. Deep breath. And you're going to push the breath into the center of the brain, up to the front of the forehead, not out the front of it. And now you can release the eyes. Now the crown chakra. Third eye, of course, a beautiful purple. Throat, blue. Top of the crown. Pearlescent white laced with lilac, like the flower. This one is simple. You don't have to do anything. You're going to take a deep breath, and you're going to push this breath out the top of the head, blowing open the crown chakra. Now, many of you catch a lot of debris in there. So when you do this, it may feel a little closed up. The more you do it, the more you'll clear all that crap out of there. That, you know, just stuff you pick up during the day, etc. All right, deep breath. Going to push it right out the top. There we go. All right, that's phase one. Really quite simple, very effective. Now we go on to phase two. In phase two, we're going to be running ultimately to the heart of Earth and to the galactic center or the central sun. All right? Connecting along the way with higher self, with soul. Activating and grounding into the Earth and into the inner Earth, what we call the inner Earth star, which is a very magical place. So let's begin now. Now again, we're going to breathe and push the consciousness up and down this tube. So So when you push the breath, you're pushing the breath all the way up the tube. For some of you, you may need to take several breaths. We're used to working the channel's body. The channel's body knows how to breathe with this and extend the breath. All right? We don't want any of you passing out because you don't have enough air. All right, you're going to breathe up to the top of the head now. Down to the knees. Contract the knees. If you wish, you may put your hands over the top of the knees, not touching, just above them. The knee chakras are very important. Again, part of the grounding issue here. Plus, you all carry a lot of stuff in there. Breathing back up to the top of the head. Pushing the breath now down to the ankles. All right, pulling in the ankles. Now contract the feet towards the top of the head. There we go. All right, now we're going to breathe right from the ankles up and out the top of the head. Just follow us. You can't get this wrong. Taking a deep breath, pushing your consciousness up this tube, out the top of the head, traveling far faster than the speed of light. You're going for the magenta chakra. The magenta, and it's far up. The magenta, some people see it lower. We just trust us on this. The magenta chakra, like the color of your crayons in your crayon box. And you should all be there. If you're not feeling it, allow the color to build around you. This beautiful pink, fuchsia, purple color. This is, in essence, a wonderful place to connect with higher self. All right? A wonderful place to connect with higher self. As we said, you can take as much time or as little when you do this. You can make it as magical or simple. All right. And allow yourself to connect with that love that your higher self has for you. For many of you wanting to connect with higher self, there's several places as we go through this that you'll find that will provide a venue for you to connect more deeply. All right? In this particular chakra, you're going to see them. In some of the others, they will come to see you. All right? Deep breath. You're going to go down through the body this time. Going down the tube, down the tube, down the tube, down the tube, down the tube. Entering the top of the head. Through the body, forking off at the groin. Out the bottom of the feet, coming back together very quickly, and stop. Between 4 and 40 feet below the feet is this beautiful wine-colored chakra. It's very rich. The smell of earth is very, very rich here. Now, from this place, take a deep breath, and you're going to send out roots of light in every direction for thousands of miles into the earth. Allowing yourself to root in with light to Mother Earth. Now, there is a crystalline grid. Just below the surface of Earth, which is where you are. It should, in essence, almost be I love. If you don't see it, you'll sense it. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a breath and breathe into this crystalline grid, allowing your love, your light, your consciousness to travel the entire planet. If you want to take time to stop in specific places, extra light, extra energy, you can do so. Deep breath. A beautiful way for all of you to touch the earth. To send your light through the crystalline grid. There are many that are doing this. All right. Another deep breath. Traveling up the tube now. Up the bottoms of the feet, at the groin, up through the top of the head. You're going to be going through the magenta now. Going right through it when you get there. Right through the magenta chakra. Now you're going for the gold. Not to. Now the gold is like a sun, except it doesn't burn you. And it's beautiful, and you'll know the minute you're there, you'll feel the warmth, and you're there. And allow it to surround you. The moment you stop, it will engulf you, we promise you. Now this is the place of connecting with soul. There is a beauty to this place. There is, in a way, a sweet sorrow. In a way, a feeling of wanting to go home, of connecting at a level that there are no words for. A place to be renewed, to be filled. And this is why receiving is so important for all of you, being willing to be loved. Allowing your soul to love you. All right. Another deep breath now. Traveling down. Traveling through the magenta. Entering the top of it. Through the body, splitting his groin. Out the bottoms of the feet. Through the burgundy wine chakra. Traveling very, very fast now. Before you, you will see a star halfway to the heart of Earth. It will be blindingly bright, but it will not hurt your eyes. Blindingly bright, but it will not hurt your eyes. And you will be stopped just like that. And suddenly beings tall and small, taking you by the arm and the hand, leading you to either cave or grotto. To cave or grotto, you get to choose. For those of you that don't know what a grotto is, it's a place in a forest, a beautiful place with ponds and waterfalls and moss hanging from trees and beautiful. And the cave can be anything you imagine. It can be all full of crystals, the whole cave made of crystals. It may be golden or purple in color, all lit with candles. And waiting for you, your unseen friends, your guides, your star friends and family. Some familiar to you and some may not be. You may see also departed animals there. Do not be surprised. You may see those that you have felt very attached to in this lifetime. For some, that would be Jesus, Buddha, whoever, Moses. But they are there for you. And whenever you do this process, they will be there. You can spend time allowing them to teach you, to share with you, to give you information and insight. This is a beautiful, perfect place to do this. The inner earth star. A very sacred place. And an easy place for you to reach. Allow yourselves the wonder. We have some people who do this that are taught wonderful things when they come here. They've developed relationships, and their guides, their friends know that they're coming, that they're going to do this every day. And it gives them a way, an opportunity to teach them, to share with them, to love them, to connect, to get to know one another in a different way. And for them to honor your work and help you with your challenges, your questions. All right. Taking another deep breath now. We're going to head up. Moving again through the tube, moving your consciousness through the tube, through the tube, through the tube, through the burgundy wine, through the feet, through the body, out the top of the head, through the magenta, through the gold, and now heading for the central sun. The galactic center, a place of total oneness. You can't stay here long, people, because you won't want to come back. Entering now. Allowing everything to slip away. All your concerns, all your worries. All your frustrations, all your fears. Feel the love. And pull it into your heart. Pull it into your heart. You have somewhere to take this. Pull it into your heart as much as you can hold. Again, you can't stay here too long. You can't bust the game, people. You came to Earth to play. But in this moment, you can reconnect with the oneness of all things. All right. Deep breath now. Heading down the tube. Down the tube, moving your consciousness so quickly. Through the gold. through the magenta. Through the top of the head now. Through the body, out the feet, through the burgundy wine. Heading for the inner earth star now. So fast. But as you approach it, it does not slow down. You don't slow down. It moves aside. You continue on now to the heart of earth. And you're struck by the golden light. And you will either experience a crystal city or an enormous crystal. And you will move right through it to the inside. Surrounded now by orbs of light of every size, all the beings that agreed to become Earth billions of years ago, so happy to see you. And you feel a sense of oneness, of unitedness. You know these beings. Somehow you know. And they guide you over to this huge silver receptacle. And allow now the love to pour out of your heart into the heart of Earth. The love that you bring from the central sun, the galactic center, into the heart of Earth. Your gift. Overwhelmed by a sense of love for these beings. And yes, beings become a planet. They do. All that they've been through, their courage, their commitment. Again, a place you may want to spend time. And you can. Deep breath now. Moving through the wall. Making your ascent. Past the inner star. Through the burgundy wine chakra. Through the feet. The groin and stopping right behind the heart. That was phase two. Phase three. We want you to take your non-dominant hand and place it on the back of the head. Where Jewish people wear a yarmulke, it's the flat part of the back of the head. The crown, in essence. You're not on top, you're just off the top. And we want you to place three fingers, coming right up like they would be part of your spine. Index, middle, and ring finger. All right? So the spine runs vertically, your fingers are vertical. We want you to visualize under each finger, let them be a little bit apart. About the size of a quarter. The size of a quarter, that's how far apart they should be. Each finger touching a quarter size space. Now, temporarily lift off the middle finger and the ring finger. You have only the index finger at the bottom of the crown. All right, this is the only time you're going to come out of the tube, but follow us and trust us here. Breathe your light up into your brain to the other side of your finger. Breathe the light right under your finger as we activate 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 deep breaths. Contract anus, curl toes, and contract either vagina or penis. And breathe this light into both. Releasing the anus, the toes, and kegel or penis. Dropping the middle finger, lifting the index finger up. We're going to activate the center circle. These circles are known as the mind of God. The mind of God. These are the Metatronic channels. They are very powerful. They will open parts of your brain you didn't realize you had. All right, breathing the light up to the middle finger. As we activate 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, contract lower and upper stomach. Push this light now. First into the lower and release, and then the upper. And now dropping the ring finger, lifting the middle finger, only one finger. Breathe up right under the finger. Hold the breath there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Tapping the thymus with your dominant hand. Tongue behind the teeth. Deep breath. And push this activated light into the whole chest. You're now going to breathe the light directly up to the third eye. You're going to look up towards the forehead, eyes closed. You're actually inside the brain. You're focused on the third eye itself, around the forehead, but in the brain. And we are going to activate 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Deep breath. You're going to push this light between the shoulder blades now, a big circle between the shoulder blades. And you will feel it heat up. You'll feel it heat up. This is the backside of the heart chakra. It's many more things. We don't have time to go into all of them tonight, but you'll have to take our word for it. Right. This is actually the backside of your own universe. There's an opening here. And when you look into it, it's your universe. Your universe. The backside of the heart chakra. Many of you having discomfort back here right now with all the energies going on. This is a good way to work with it. Breathing up to the throat now. As we activate, good hard swallow, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Deep breath. You're going to push this now down. Just above the buttocks crack, a big circle, the sacred sacral center. And you'll feel it heat up. And this is where we undo those contracts, that interesting snaggle of things that are all wound together. dear ones, breathe back up right behind your heart. And you and we are going to breathe into your heart chakra, including your heart, until you are resting inside of a sea of emerald and teal green. Your love, the love of the Christ consciousness, and the love of the cosmos. Let's begin. Now, dear ones, allow yourself to float here, just to be loved, nothing else, just to be loved. We have so enjoyed doing this with all of you. Again, you can write to the channel. That's Jackie@ethealing.com, and she will send you the written form that also comes with this, and then go to BBS Radio and download this. You have to sign up for their contract, whatever it is, but you can do whatever period of time you want. It's not expensive. And then you can have it on your iPods or whatever, on a CD, whatever you'd like. And work with it. For many people, it's taken time for them to really get this down to. Now you'll zip right through it when you get it down, but there will be times that you want to make it sacred, that you really need to connect. And people, your chakras are so important. You're going through rocking and rolling right now of energy. And the balancing of the chakras, you're going to find imperative to your sense of well-being, the flow of energy.
And with these eclipses, it must be very helpful to be able to release these contracts like that.
Well, the contracts, you mean on the Sacred Sacral Center?
Yes.
That's actually part of the power retrieval, Veronica, but you can. Consciously, if you get there and you say, okay, you know, there's a lot of assistance that goes into the unwinding of those, but you can work with that energy to some degree. To some degree. Be aware of that. To some degree. You can unwind to some degree. There are other places and exchanges of energy that have to be incorporated, right? Because you carry contracts not only in one place. That's one. Those are the physical. But there are others. However, we don't discourage you at all. Your intent is everything. You are God experiencing itself through you. Be clear and clean no matter what you do. That's the most important thing. And remember that you are connecting on levels. In one exercise, if you want to call it that, we might take deference, but in one experience, you're connecting at levels that are so powerful, creating oneness in so many different ways. And you will find, after you do this experience, your day will go differently. You will feel differently. You'll have more energy. Your eyes will be brighter. You know, we have to yell at, well, not yell, but, you know, push people into the channel. To have these sessions for chakra activation sometimes when she doesn't do it herself. She gets too busy. And of all the people that should be doing it, it should be her. So she got to do it twice today. So, any questions? Was that sufficiently clear?
I think it was very clear, although it takes you out of, I took me off into different dimensions at times. It was wonderful,
yes,
that way.
Yes, we are well.
I was sailing around.
Which is exactly what you're supposed to do. Right?
I'm very interested in how it can actually unhook a lot of programming.
Well, again, Veronica, when we do that, when we brought this all through originally, it was in preparation for the power retrievals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not going to talk about this on the air because we don't want people out there doing silly things. You can have that discussion with the channel if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of work that has to go into it. There are a lot of other things involved.
Mm.
What we will say to you is this. The weaving together in the sacral center, all right, based on individuals, very, very powerful, very strong. Now, you're playing with big energy here, and we warn you of that, all right? So when you look down into that opening, it's like looking at something that some mad scientist has put together, all right? But you can't just unhook that without unhooking the chakras. This is the whole point. Because everybody's connected through their chakras when they have contracts. So you have to unhook the chakras as well as then, at the end, when you've cleared all the chakras and all the etc., then you can unhook these contracts. Just unhooking the contracts and setting people afloat, right, can be harmful if there hasn't been proper clearing of certain things. So that's all we'll say to you. And this is something you'll have to explore. There is no magic wand with this. This is very big. Very big.
Oh, darn, we like a magic wand.
Well, we are aware of that. And more it will come to that, where it will get more efficient, more easy to do a lot of these things. Not more easy, sure. Easier.
We'll have to end now.
All right. Did you want to talk about your show?
Just a little bit. You'll appreciate that my guest on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters is Dee Wallace, who plays the mother in E.T. Healing, an old movie that we all loved. And she talks about how
there's a movie called E.T. Healing?
No, it's called E.T. I'm sorry, it's just called E.T.
Oh, E.T., all right.
Sorry, that was a mistake. But anyways, I was just laughing because she plays the mother in E.T., so I thought you'd appreciate that little segue there.
Yes, and she's become quite a healer, hasn't she?
Yes, she has, and she's really done a lot of spiritual growth through her acting practice. And
beautiful.
It'll be kind of fun to talk. It's fun, you know. And then next Thursday we'll be on at Radiance by Design again. And thank you for this meditation. It's been wonderful.
We hope that all of you enjoyed it. We would love to work with you further in the dream state, activating the chakras a little bit more, rebalancing, etc. tonight. If you call us in, we'll be there. Know that we love all of you so very, very much. And we encourage you, we appreciate you for all that you're doing. You are loved. You are honored. We know it's not easy, people. We are here to support you. Veronica, we love you, dear one.
Thank you.
Very much. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste, dear ones.
Namaste and blessings.
Holy moly. Are we on?
We're still on.
Okay.
We're still traveling.
Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. My whole throat is just dripping. Okay, everyone, we love you so very much. I will not. I'm going to be wired, I can tell. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope that you find this as great a service as I know it can be. And love you all. Hang in there. Please hang in there. Remember, we are all one. It can be no other way. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.